Hey,
how you doing, man?
Pretty good.
How was Italy?
It was great. Yeah. Had a great fun. Went with the kids.
Cool.
Hot, but good. Very nice. Went to the seaside. Very nice.
Whereabouts?
It's near the Adriatic Sea. You know, very organized.
Cool.
Super shallow. You can walk forever in the water. You never get low. So for short people like me, it's perfect.
Excellent, man.
Yes, great.
So we made it. It's almost the end of the
almost,
month.
Almost, but we made it.
But we made almost. It, so it's we're it. Not liars.
Oh,
we
no.
do this once
we
a
made
month.
It. We make it once a month.
Excellent.
I went to talk to some more folks in the C++ team.
Okay.
The backend, but the backend of the backend, when they emit the code down to the register allocation and blah, blah, blah.
Excellent.
So we are going to talk about vector calling convention.
What are those?
And basically, it's a new way to basically call a function. Mm-hmm. And as we pass parameter to a function, we make use to as many register as we can, you know, the YMM, the XMM, the SSC2, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So to pack even the parameter, even be faster. So
excellent.
Don't copy and don't reference extra. So you're going to learn a few things. We are going to talk with who? With the PM, Ankit, and with the dev Charles, and Kevin, who is the QA that tested the feature. We put them all in one office.
Good.
Very hot and sweaty. It's
good.
It's going to be fun.
Good. I love the fact that you get the triad in one room.
Yeah, yeah, that was
very important ingredients to
pretty
engineer.
Pretty tight.
Good.
We find a bigger room.
Cool. So before we go and meet these wonderful people, Going Native is going to stream live.
Right.
You heard it here. We're going to stream live 3 days, all day, starting at 9 a.m. Pacific, ending at 5:30 a.m. Pacific. Around then. For those of you that are actually going to come to the event, thank you.
That's going to be great.
I really appreciate having you in the room because I think it's going to be well worth you being there.
Yeah, we are going to be there too.
Lots we are going to be there. All
we are
be
here.
There. A bunch of people will
yeah,
be there.
We are here. So we are all going to be there.
So
it's going to be fun.
See you then. And let's go meet these people.
Yes, let's go meet the vector calling convention folks.
So hello everybody. This is Ale Contenti from Channel 9. This is Gabriel here helping me to film me because I did kind of a mess last time, hope you didn't notice. So we are here with Going Native and we are here to talk with the backend people, you know, of the compiler, of the C++ compiler. And today they are here to talk about vector calling convention that I know nothing about. So we're gonna learn together, that's great. So do present yourself, thank you.
Yeah, so thanks for introducing us, Ali. I am actually program manager for the backend Visual C++ team. Which means that I'm a program manager for the compiler optimizer, the linker, and some of the tools that we make. And we're going to be talking about vector calling convention, which is a new calling convention, and it got introduced in Visual Studio 2013 preview. And
so you can download it right now.
Yeah, you can go download. You can if you have Visual Studio 2013 from the web, then you can actually go and play around with this feature.
Who are you?
Yeah, and let me introduce my feature team here. So this is Kevin.
Hi, yeah, I'm the QA. I work on the feature testing and also the performance testing for this feature. Yes.
And Charles.
I'm Charles Fu. So I'm the dev of the feature and also working on the backend code generation team.
So tell us more about your stories, where you come from, how long you've been Microsoft.
Yeah,
how
I joined.
How come you like the vector calling convention?
That's a really good calling convention. I know. So I came from California. I originally came from China. So I'm working on the California, a small company called Transmeta. It's a microprocessor company.
Sure.
Work on the compiler team. So like 2007, I joined Microsoft. So and working on the incubation. And
right.
Before I joined the backend team, I worked on the app. Everybody, I think, know
right.
Last year or 2 years ago, Microsoft have a new language extension
yes.
called app. So I work on the app compiler team.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Nice.
So.
Now, even lower level.
Lower level right now is the backend,
right?
The code generation, x86, AMC4. Yeah.
What about you, Kevin?
Well, I also originated from China, so. Before I joined Microsoft in 2010,
okay.
So at that time I work in the app team. I work as the QA, and before I joined Microsoft, I worked for Motorola for some years.
Oh, okay, cool, nice. And you, Ankit, where are you from?
Yeah, so I guess I was
especially where did you buy those red glasses? I wonder, even if I don't wear glasses.
So the glasses are actually from an online company.
Oh, okay. The one that sends you a lot and you send them back.
Yeah, if you try out our feature,
yes,
you
yes.
get one free. You know, like,
maybe we shouldn't advertise you, that's okay.
But essentially, I was born in India and pretty much raised everywhere. Most recently, Canada. I was there for 8 years for my undergrad. And after that, I worked for IBM Research.
Right.
I was a part of the Testarossa Java 7 team, so I was an optimizer developer there, or research optimization for Java. And then I moved with Oracle, where I was a part of a team where I was building a new product for telecommunication space. And I've been in Microsoft now for 6-7 months, and it's been a great experience so far. Found great mentors and great people to work with. I guess that's about it.
Great. So, okay, better calling convention, what is it? Where does it come from? Why do we want to do it? Blah, blah, blah.
Absolutely. So let's get started.
Yep.
You know, so we'll give you a bit of background about what this, you know,
sweet.
what is the lay of the land today with respect to calling conventions, and what's the hardware state today, and why do we need this convention before we actually get into, you know, actually how it works and stuff.
Right.
So I'm going to be using the whiteboard.
Yeah.
So if you take a look at the lay of the land today, then in today's world, there's a bunch of conventions that already exist. So for the x86 platform, there's the default is CNCL, then there's FastCall, then there's CLARCall, and there's a few others here. And on x64, sorry.
Pascal.
Yeah, you also have Pascal. Yeah,
yeah, that's true. And then on x64, we basically have only one convention called FastCall. So microcalling convention is basically an addition to these conventions, and it's a convention that's available on both x86 and x64. It's primarily an extension of FastCall.
What about ARM?
It is also
ARM. Yeah, ARM actually that's a similar microcalling convention as well. Yeah.
And there's only FastCall as well.
Yeah.
So if you take a look at, like, as I said, like, it's an extension of FastCall, and we'll get into in the details of why it's an extension. But before we even get there, like, let me draw another table here in terms of hardware today. So if you take a look at these types, there's these types, intrinsic types that people use in their code. You know, when you're especially game programming, people use this. And if you have these types, then these basically map to vector registers. These ones here map to vector registers.
What about M64?
Yeah, these are the intrinsics in, you know, these are just the regular M64 types. It's a 64-bit type, 128-bit type, and 26-bit type.
Yeah.
And this will basically map to max registers. And this will map to XMM registers, which is 128 byte. This is what got introduced with SSC. And then with YMM registers, which got released with AVX. So these conventions that exist today don't really take advantage of the vector registers that much. And with vector calling convention, essentially, you want to leverage this piece of hardware.
Right.
So you guys are paying bucks, you know, extra money, which you guys are not getting advantage of, essentially, as customers.
Right.
So a great way to actually get into this a little bit further is using an example.
Right.
So we already wrote this example here.
Pre-wrote
this example. You should spend time on looking at how, yeah, you know, aligned this is. It took us some time.
You can probably talk through it. So.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a very simple example. So what you're doing is you have a structured particle, and we have two types here. We have two M128 types, X and Y, which basically are used to determine the X and Y position of the particle.
Right.
And then we basically have a function declaration here. It returns a particle type. It's called particle add. It takes in two particles, and the purpose of this function is to essentially add the x and y coordinates of these particles and create a new particle and return the particle. So you're just doing a very simple particle add. And then there's just an main function here where, you know, you actually make a call to the particle add function.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the thing to notice here is you're passing these two particles here, and you're getting a particle back, and this is as a result of the addition operation. So in this operation here, or in this piece of code here, essentially, when you're compiling them on x64 today, and you use FastCall, this is the default calling convention, there's only one. What happens is that you can think of it as, you know, we actually make use of extra memory. So what we would do is that we will actually allocate a new temporary buffer, And these pass by value arguments will basically get exchanged with passing the address of the temporary buffer. So what you would do is you will copy the values of P1 and P2 into that temporary buffer, and then pass the address of the temporary buffer.
Right.
So not only there is stack allocation happening extra in terms of the temporary getting created, and
it's
the is the copy, yeah, and then there's the copy, all the instructions that come with the copy as well.
Yeah.
So that's kind of ugly. So with the vector calling convention, the beauty of that is that you don't actually have to create the temporary. You don't have to copy over and do all the extra stuff here. All the cookie crunching basically happens in the XML registers.
Okay.
So you'll see this let me try to use a different marker. You will see this M128 mapped directly to, you know, these XMM types.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're passing these functions, they get passed. When you're passing these parameters, they get passed here, and you know there's no need for those extra stuff that's required.
And it's all part of our super smart, you know, algorithms to allocate the registers and so on.
Yes.
Yeah,
so yep. That's right. So basically, we know which register we will allocate to which argument. Right.
Or meaning we have three and
yeah.
we can use.
Yeah.
You only said eight.
There's 16 registers. XMM. On x86 you can only use 8.
Okay.
Right? But x64 you can use 16.
And you do the different.
Yeah.
Depends
yeah.
on what your targets.
Yeah. So we decide. Say we use a six in the six number, and also we also consider for the game application. You can
okay.
see most of them have x, y, z. W.
And they are
RGB,
yes.
So we have
that.
Yeah.
Well, that's really cool. And so, but you know, you say you have to, but in the end, the customer, the game programmer, or whoever is writing, you know, a simulation or you know, needs to pass some sort of time, doesn't have to do much, I guess.
Right.
The compiler takes care of most of everything.
Yeah, I think being the first version of this feature in Visual Studio 2013, there is some work that you guys have to do to in order to take advantage of this particular calling convention. So what you would do is you will basically decorate your function name, that's sort of the function definition here in this case, I guess, with underscore vector call. And when you have this identifier or you know when you're specifying this, then it tells the compiler to actually make use of the vector calling convention. So that's basically one way to enable the user to actually tell us that he wants to use vector calling convention.
And it's part of the mango name as well.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
You
that's right. If you have the mango name, the reason I think you asked a good question. The reason we introduced the vector name, right?
Yeah.
Vector call. So it's a backward compatible issue,
right?
So you don't want that existing code the compiled and the compiler change underneath to vector call. Then they may have any errors, right?
And
yeah.
Kevin tested the errors to make sure that backward compatible code doesn't break. Right?
Yeah.
And that's the major consideration.
Yeah. I see the point.
But then we also consider you just said that okay, could the compiler automatically change it under this
right.
under certain conditions that we do? And actually, that's a really good point to simplify the programmers to change their code. Yeah,
okay.
We'll talk about that later.
Okay, so
but this might be like the other thing that we also want to mention is I mentioned earlier that think of vector call as an extension of FastCall.
Right.
And if you think about it, Charles, you can add here, but essentially FastCall uses registers to pass stuff.
Of course.
Vector call does the same. It takes advantage of these
just
extra
more
words. And it basically maintains backwards compatibility. So if something was getting passed by registers before, then that's also what will happen today if you're using vector call.
I see.
And do you want to add something else, Charles?
Yeah, I think backward compatible, so more registers, same register in the past, more registered, and also another is stack layout.
Oh,
you have to make the stack layout the same layout, same padding,
yeah.
same alignment.
Yeah. It's tricky. It always seems simple when you describe it like that,
yeah.
but you know, how long did it take to develop the feature and test it?
It takes almost like close to like 8 months, something like that. Yeah.
So
yeah.
great care into making sure.
Yeah.
We don't break stuff and so on. Right?
That's right, because of the on Windows platform, right? So Microsoft is a really big company, so we have to make sure all of the application has been working perfectly with the new Mac convention.
Nice.
And I guess the other thing, just to wrap up the conversation here, on how to actually use vector calling convention. So what is the keyword? Specifically, you specify the keyword here.
Mm-hmm.
The other way is actually, we have this compiler switch called /gv. and this is a switch that you pass your compiler command line. And when you pass a switch, then what will happen is that it basically, you know, by default, we try to return all function calls into using to use vector call.
Okay.
Other than, you know, if it's a main function or if it's using var args or if it's you know, conflicting conventions or it's you know, specified, especially on x86. In those cases, we try to convert it to vector call. So I guess these are the two ways that we have right now. So if you guys want to just try out without changing your code, if you're actually going to gain anything or not from vector calling convention, mm-hmm. one of the tricks is to just add this flag, and then, you know, you don't have to make any source line changes to your code.
But is this just a C++ or favor extend C? Is this still gonna be changed to vector?
No, that's an excellent question, actually.
Yep. Yeah,
so
sure. Okay, go ahead.
You should go ahead.
Okay, yeah, that's a really good question. So
yeah.
when we change it to the Conic convention to vector call,
yeah.
it had to be safe, right?
For
any external functions, it should not be changed because you didn't have the control,
right.
or that function has been compiled under non-vector calls.
Right.
So this is basically the GV cannot guarantee that.
Okay.
When you talk about that, as it begins, a kind of compiler to make sure safety, yes, we work on the feature, basically automatically detect any external functions, imported function, you cannot change. Only when the compiler have the global view of all those definitions, colors, call size, we will change it. It's under
only when it's completely inside your things and never goes out.
That's right. The
compiler always knows that.
We know under global optimization, global compilation, LTCG. We do that.
Whole program optimization.
Okay,
yeah.
So
yeah.
you do that only under
this. Not right now. Not for. This is so. Right now, if you basically have this scenario where you're describing where an external library wasn't compiled with GV or with vector call, then we will actually crash, or the linker will actually link to it. That's not a successful build event.
That's good.
But that is some functionality that you want to add in the future where when you...
How you evolve. Yeah.
We already work on that one. So
okay,
we will,
nice.
Actually it's working right now
yeah.
and show very good performance.
Okay,
yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
So the beauty there would be essentially that you don't have to do any of this stuff, and the compiler will be smart enough to
figure out.
You know, which
that's
ones.
How we want to evolve in the future,
yeah.
likely in the future.
Yeah.
But you mentioned that this is already available in the, you know, in the preview,
yes,
in June, I don't remember.
Or the first preview, yeah.
First
I think
preview.
It's June or
first
June, May,
yeah.
I can't remember.
Yeah,
yeah.
we sent out with the
yeah.
Windows Blue and Windows 8.1.
That's correct,
yeah.
yeah.
So did you already got some feedback from feature? Is it used out there?
Yeah, so we actually created a blog on the Visual C blog,
PC
blog site, and we got some good feedback on comments on usage patterns and some of the things that we want to enhance for this particular feature. One of the things that we heard were basically what we already talked about right now was that to enable this automatically for the compiler to be smart enough or compiler to have the brains to be able to emit
right.
this convention
yes.
when safe and
yeah.
when needed.
Yeah.
So
nice.
That was one. Then there's other comments on some of the design choices that we did on why do we think this is an extension of Pascal. What is the motivation here? So that's the kind of stuff.
We'll add the link to that article also.
Absolutely, yeah.
Again. That's great. Yeah.
So one more thing that we wanted to express on is that so far we've only talked about, you know, the M64 and, you know, these intrinsic types benefiting from vector call. But this particular convention is also extensible.
Right.
So not only is it actually applicable for these types, but it is also applicable for something we're going to draw right now. So we call this concept homogeneous vector aggregate,
mm-hmm.
and essentially HVA, and something like this. So let's say you have something like this.
Uh-huh.
So imagine now in the same function.
Very famous DX type.
Yes, very famous DX type. If you look at the math XNA library, you'll see patterns like this. And with vector calling convention, we also identify this and allocate registers for this.
Okay.
You know, when you're passing them.
Like you were talking about the stacking and the packing and so on and
so
forth.
So
yeah.
Let me write this here. It's basically homogeneous vector aggregate that we that's what we call it. And this is also for doubles. This is just one example of it.
Right.
Like you can create another example here where HVA example 2 and have a double, you know, here, another, I don't know, A4 maybe. And you can also have like a M128 here and an array of that. And we basically use, you know, vector edges for this as well. So it is extensible. It is not only strict. So this is a pattern, like, you know, even if you don't use M128 in your code, if you're using floats and doubles,
right.
It doesn't have to be an array. It could have four floats
sure,
here,
sure.
Like, you know, X, Y, Z, W for,
right.
like, in a 3D space, you're trying to define a parameter
right.
like so. And even then, we take advantage of microcontrollers.
That's great.
And
do we measure? What's the measurement? Is it fast?
Performance? Yes. Is it? So, come on.
Yeah, so I work on the feature testing as well as the performance testing.
Okay.
So the first thing is that since this is a vector calling convention, so it's just a calling convention, it's hard to get as much as 20% or 30%
right.
performance improvement.
Right.
So I run a bunch of benchmarks. So for example, we run the DirectX mass speedup benchmark.
Oh,
yeah. So on this benchmark, we do get about 3%
okay.
performance improvement.
Nice.
And in addition, in some scenarios, we can get about two times or three times
wow.
performance improvement.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
just the sequence of code or certain sequences of code. And again, like, you know, we 8 months is what we had.
Yeah,
tested, so we're gonna try to
and with minimal invasion in the user code base.
Minimal invasion,
yeah.
And
it's nice that you have control, in my opinion. At the beginning, it's always good to give that extra control to the customer, you know, and they know easily, you know, as much safe as possible, just like other optimization we do.
That's right.
And they're extremely safe, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, we just do them, right?
So any
benefits and
actually, yes, any existing code, say, suppose you don't have this vector argument, that's no impact.
Right.
So it's very safe. So safety, compatibility is the first priority, the optimization with second priorities. Yeah.
That's good. Nice. Yeah.
And I think Kevin also has a video for, you know, you guys see. We basically taken the sequence of code and added basically very lightweight UI on top of it.
Okay.
We call it zombie run, like
okay.
temple run. And essentially
and see. Can we see?
Yes.
And essentially
yeah, so for this one, it's just it's a demo which used the vector calling convention. Yeah. So here now it's what.
It's pretty loud.
Yeah. So now it does not use the vector calling convention.
So those black dudes there are the zombies?
Yeah, they're supposed to be zombies. This is our initial attempt to create zombies.
Yes.
And it's actually a game. You know, you can actually kill these guys and you get points for it right here.
Yes, so let's see what happened with the...
So that's what you do, actually. That's
yes,
why it took 8 months, because you were playing zombies all the time.
Yes, I think that's actually why it probably took 8 months.
That's
so nice. Now it's using the vector calling convention, so you can see the speed is much faster than the non-vector calling convention.
Oops.
Okay.
I'm going to launch that again, I guess.
Yeah.
I think I will be out of time. But the idea is very simple. We have a key down button here. When you press the key down key, then it basically enables vector calling convention.
So this is a vector calling convention.
So that's the number of
That's just basically the timer. So what it is basically, so right now you're not using VCC.
Okay.
Now you're using VCC.
Yeah,
so when you're using VCC comes up here.
Yeah, you can see the
speed
up.
Okay.
So we thought of adding frame rate and stuff, but then we thought that the difference in performance is so high that it's visually, you know,
compelling.
Yes.
Can you hit the VCC button just so I can see it?
Sure.
So here is the VCC.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's much faster. So for this case, we can get about 2 times performance improvement.
Right.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. So and.
And did you have to write the code in a special way, or you just?
It's basically
kind of
yeah.
all the code.
It's right
as
here.
Naturally, you would write and then just turn on VCC, basically vector calling convention.
So, it is a fun app. It is a micro benchmark.
Of course.
So it's. But having said that, like in this, like essentially the code is what's here. Like we basically calculate the value, the x and y value of where the dudes or the zombies will show up,
right.
and that's all that's happening. So we do that, you know, with one version when the down key is not pressed, with just the vanilla version without the vector call,
right.
and then with the vector call, and that's pretty much it.
Perfect.
That's the only change that we add with the keystroke there.
Nice.
But yeah, I think we had a lot of fun, you know, working on this feature. We learned a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's
cool.
I think we're very proud of it, and
yes.
we'll see how it evolves.
Of course, that's great. Yeah, let's do send feedback to them.
Absolutely.
If you like it, don't like it, anything else you want to see in the, you know, in the backend, the optimization, in the link, and so on. These are the guys you want to bother, right? Faster, more.
Yes.
Okay, thank you guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Nice.
Thank
yeah.
you guys. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Hope the people start to use this new common convention.
Yes.
Make code faster and take advantage of the new hardware, right?
Hardware, yeah.
So
yeah,
now next
yes.
generation the 500 tiles. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Eventually we come. Like that's the movies. Okay. Bye bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Yeah. Bye.
Nice.
You liked it?
I liked it.
It was
very,
good
it's always nice to see the great work the backend
yep,
compiler
yep,
people
yep,
do.
Yep, I really liked it. You know? And it's nice to understand a little bit the technology and the work that goes behind.
Sure.
And they do it in a very safe way, especially the first releases.
Mm.
So, yeah. You liked the glasses?
I
red
loved
glasses.
OnKit's glasses. I like
yes.
the red. Red's
yeah.
a great color. Very styly, man.
Me too, I want it.
Certainly.
Everybody in Visual C++ is going to buy.
I could definitely pick him out of a PM lineup.
There you go.
I've been noticing that lately,
yeah,
all my years at Microsoft.
Definitely, easy, easy, easy.
So, what about what's coming in the future? You guys gave some hints about what you might
yeah,
be working
yeah,
on.
Yeah, we'll try a little bit, too, especially for this feature, for example.
Mm-hmm.
We talked a little bit on what we are working on. And it's about really, you know, make it, you know, always safe, but even more automatic, right, you know. Without you changing even one line of code. Right now you have to add that, you know, little, you know, vector call
sure.
you know, hint. But when we know it's safe, we won't you
well,
don't have
sometime
to.
It'll be like auto vectorization.
Exactly.
Which is
similar.
Unmodified
very similar,
code.
Very similar. Very
well,
similar.
Same team.
And the same for, you know, AMP or stuff like that, right? So we definitely want to, you know, go down, use as much meta as we can when we know it's safe. If not, you tell us and we'll use it.
Awesome. Hey. See you guys at Going Native.
Going Native is going to be cool.
Oh, dude, it's going to rock and roll,
see
man.
See you there.
Right, we'll be live on Channel 9. Tune in, doesn't matter where you
lots
are in the world.
Lots of big names.
Lots yeah. of big names.
I really like it.
But I think I'm also, there's lots of big names that are going to be in the audience, too.
Yes,
I'm
of
down
course.
With that.
Yeah, that's absolutely. Yeah.
Beautiful, man.
Networking, man.
You got it.
Good.
Cheers.
Okay.
Boom.